376. The same first and third sound. 376.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood.
Stand. 3305, just one way.
We 305, what you thinking?
I don't know that I can think of it.
305, you lead it well, and you receive well.
Number 305. There are many paths through this world of sin.
What you got?
638.
638. Yes, sir. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the sacred earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is tall of yonder, I'll be there. When the
Central America to hear them too. And as I was telling folks this morning, those of you who were not here this morning, we have 3,000 or so that come to us on Sunday, and they do respond to us very well with songs as well as the sermon. And they began their service time and activities last Friday when they began walking about noon. They spend the night in the wilderness overnight, and then they come on in on Saturday. And they're here on Sunday morning, and they go to a place where they can get onto a website, and they come to CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. And they like to do that because we have songs there, and they ask for songs more so they can learn them and sing them themselves. And they sing along with them. They actually get to it, and they play them back so that they can move the cursor back so they can hear it again. And they listen to it and they sing those songs in those places in Belize. And it's so good to know that that's the case. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we read a very interesting story of a man named Naaman. A man who had leprosy, and from that leprosy he had no earthly cure. However, there was one that they had captured on a raid into the Samaritan area who said, "I wish that my master," speaking to her maid, to the woman of her household, "I wish that our master knew of the prophet of God and he could be recovered from his leprosy." With that, it was magic to the ears of. And he put together all kinds of plans to go. And he did go. When suddenly, as he met up with the prophet of God, who came out to meet him and told him simply this by a servant's voice, "Go and dip 7 times in the Jordan River and you'll be cleansed." He was upset. He thought that the things that he had brought, the things that he had planned for, to reward this man for the good help that he had been and everything, would be sufficient. And he was planning that thing. And he said he was angry. He was mad. He told his driver, if he had a driver, if he were the driver himself, to turn this chariot around and let's go back to the Syrian River. The little maiden was not through with him. When he arrived back home, she began to inquire. What was it that caused him to be so mad and so turned around and come back home and still have his leprosy? Leprosy was a terrible thing. Skin would dissolve itself virtually and fall off. Terrible was the ways of it. Anyway, she said, "Now, what would you have done if he had asked a great sum of money? Just a lot of extra expense on your part. Would you not have paid it to be recovered from this leprosy?" He agreed. She said, "Then why not go and do this small thing that he asked of?" With that, he returns to the Jordan River. The muddy old Jordan, not like the rivers of the Banner and Farfar, rivers coming out of the mountain areas of Lebanon and up there, that area, clear as crystal, just water, just as smooth. In the muddy Jordan, which has a lot of sidewalls of mud on the way, everything dirt, and accumulates that as it rolls on down toward the Dead Sea. Now, it wasn't like that, but it was the one that the prophet of God said. And he dipped 7 times, and finally he was clean. Jesus, our Lord, spoke regarding Naaman in Luke chapter 4 and at verse 24 when he said, "There were many lepers in the land in those days, but only Naaman was cleansed." We know the rest of the story. Why was Naaman cleansed? Not when he was angry and went back home. Not even when he arrived back and had dipped 6 times. But as he did what the prophet said, and he dipped 7 times, he was made clean. There were many prophets in the land. There were many lepers in the land. But only Naaman was cleansed. He listened to the prophet of God. If we listen to the teaching of God's will today and be obedient to it, we'll find the blessing and recover from the sin, which is much graver to our souls than the leprosy was to the physical person that at that day and time. Sin is a terrible thing. It'll rob us of our presence with God, for sin will not be allowed to enter there. And it is a case that our forgiveness, not having occurred, will be denied and rejected, and at the Lord's left hand rather than his right. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation tonight, as we stand to sing this song of choice tonight, let's stand together as we sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, trust and trust and obey.
The table's been left in prayer. Is anyone tonight who needs to take the Lord's Supper? Okay. Well, it was a great singing tonight. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for participating so well. Do we have any other announcements to make tonight? Let's turn to number 528.
Bible class on Wednesday night of this week. God bless y'all.
Friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse, make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care of him to rule. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Congregation.